This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's either America's brightest hour or we're going into this republic's darkest hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide global transmission. Already Wednesday, July 26, 2017. You know why they hate me? You know why they now have an entire new Comedy Central show? With Deadline Hollywood and Variety having the headline, new Comedy Central show to air nightly to be based on Alex Jones with their comedian, quote, playing the part of Alex Jones. And they will say things and do things every night that I haven't said or I haven't done to create branding with the type of mentally retarded people that believe and watch their channel. And again, I'm not making fun of real people that are mentally retarded. I'm talking about people that have been induced into these comas. They will then simultaneously have news headlines saying that I'm delusional when I criticize it, and they'll say it's not based on me, just like Homeland and all the other programs or Tuck Buckford. Now, why are they doing this? Because they're scared of the very specifics I'm breaking down. The reason I point that out is people need to understand we have their plan, we know their plan, and they just want you to never look at the plan so that they can basically have air superiority politically. And that's why you notice, you see the former CIA director that told President Trump 2 days before he was inaugurated to watch his mouth. To watch his mouth. He's telling the American people and the voters to watch their mouths. This same globalist operative, you cannot make this up, who lived for 12 years in Saudi Arabia and who worked with the former FBI director to take radical Islam off the FBI's training list, where they couldn't even use the term radical Islam, this creature has come out and called for a coup. Now, that's him saying a coup. That's a military overthrow, because he knows that the American people are awake. He knows the Republicans are going to win the House next year again. All the demographics show it, all the numbers, all the actuaries, all the bots, all the AI. It shows a total realignment. A total realignment. People get that Trump's our figurehead. They get he's not perfect, but they get that they're targeting him to bring us all down. And people get he's a champion, and he's gotten so much done, it brings tears to my eyes, quite frankly. This is so epic, so real. We've gone from such betrayal, such fakeness, such garbage, to him battling like a lion with hundreds of mangy hyenas biting him at every level. And we're sitting here like spectators bitching that, oh, where's my tax cut? Where's my Obamacare repeal? When he's already killed everything else he could with executive order and executive action and courage. And has them openly saying, kill him everywhere. Oh, and of course, get me. Destroy me. Kill me. Put me in prison. And go after everybody else. You notice a lot of other folks are getting intimidated right now. They're kind of pulling back, not being as hardcore. People are hedging their bets. You don't hedge your bets with this. You hedge your bets, we lose everything. I've been hammering that they're planning a coup since the day he was elected. And I laid out exactly what they do because I know how the system works. I know how they would do it. I know how they've done it in other countries and what they've set up here. So it's not, see, I told you so. It's, we're the opposite of fake news. We're super hardcore, on target, news and information, and that's why they're so scared. There's an old saying, he's got your number, or they've got your number. We've got their number. That having somebody's number means you got their address, you know their shoe size, you know how tall they are, you know what they eat in their cornflakes, you know how big their ding-ding is, you know what the, you know who their mommy was with. We got their number.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talking about next level probiotic. It's the anti-fungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Our big victory is that we're willing to be criticized and being attacked for saying things first that are shocking and controversial, like there are plans to use continuity of government systems that are in place in case the government's decapitated from a nuclear attack to basically overthrow Trump and the duly elected government. Now, we knew that that would be their attack profile, and then we began to see them start promoting it in the Financial Times of London, New Yorker Magazine, Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs, and, of course, Atlantic Monthly in the last 4 months. Now, we have Clapper coming out yesterday, the same guy that said Trump should watch his mouth, and then was shocked when Trump fired him, saying that there should be a coup against Trump. But first, let's play a boil down of the last month of Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs and others saying point blank there's a clear and present danger and an ongoing plan to overthrow the president. And then, of course, the Washington Post came out and said, oh, Hannity is in Alex Jones territory. He's a kook. He's a loon. Okay, you guys are in major newspapers and magazines, but they are elite publications, point blank saying we've got our people in the deep state. It's time to overthrow Trump. Suddenly, physically, We're talking serious crime they're talking about here. And then they plan to shut down the independent media. They plan to go and say all the Republicans that got elected in the last Congress are going to be removed or subject to a new election that federalized, Democrat-run Homeland Security overseas. We'll be like Venezuela. We'll never have a real election again. This is happening. I said it first because I knew we had to say it, and now you notice they're in the news saying it. So I wasn't wrong. Sean Hannity wasn't wrong. Lou Dobbs wasn't wrong. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, wasn't wrong. We're telling you word for word what they're doing. And again, I keep saying I told you first because they've got shows every day attacking me. They got programs lying about us every day because they have to destroy us politically because we're on target. The good news is the more people realize I'm right, and the more now Rush Limbaugh basically listens to the show or has his folks do it and goes and checks out what I say and then looks it up for himself and then goes on air and says the exact same thing. That's how I protect my family. I don't want to be the only guy out here knocking grand slams every day, okay? I want everybody to wake up, people to understand the game, understand how the scam works, and then it's game over. I want to win. I want to be made obsolete. Do you understand? I do not want to be the cutting edge, tip of the spear. That's how we get killed. That's how we get shut down, and they win. I must be made obsolete to win. I want to be obsolete. Now, at this point, I'm not obsolete. I am the cutting edge, as I've been for 20 years. Okay? We are, and I've been learning for 20 years. Now we are cutting edge. We are very cutting edge, and that's why they hate us. It's why they have a whole new Comedy Central show coming out where they say it's based on me, just like Colbert was supposed to be Bill O'Reilly. Okay, word for word, a show every night saying, I'm Alex Jones, and I hate this, I hate that, total lies. I'm not even going to say what they're going to say. We know what they're going to say. They'll take that out of context. This is what they're doing to lie to you and to lie to the American people. But let's play a short boil down of the last few months of folks talking about the coup plan. Now, the former head of the CIA that told Trump to watch his mouth 2 days before Trump got inaugurated, he got shocked when 3 days after Trump was in office, he fired him. This guy worked to have the Arab Spring and turn the Middle East over to Wahhabist. This guy lived in Saudi Arabia for 12 years. People thought it was some cover that he went and became a Muslim. He did go to the ceremonies. He did become a Muslim in the mosque of the Saudi royal family. And folks said, oh, that's just a CIA guy doing that as, you know, as just infiltrate. No, he went native. They've got all the money. He is absolutely probably wipes his hand, you know, wipes his butt with his left hand, something, you know, we're all big fans of around here. I'm serious. I mean, he probably, you know, probably has a Somali bride. The whole point is we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. I hear there was this big double cross coming 20 years ago from the Muslims that the left was going to side with them. And I said, there's no way. They throw gays off buildings. They murder people. Women can't drive cars. And then the leftist media won't cover. I'm going to play this clip today. Women burning their hijabs all over Iraq, all over the Middle East. And they're linking InfoWars stories. They're saying, we want feminists to stand up for us. We want women in America to stand up for us. They hear myself and Bill Maher, to his credit, and many others saying, look, you can't sit there and claim you're feminist or for women and then have USA Today say, wear a hijab for solidarity with women, and have Linda Sorcerer, who's into genital mutilation and, you know, never criticizes the enslavement and murder of women and gays and all the rest of it, being the leader of the feminist movement. This is sick mental illness. And there's no feminist or no liberal groups going, oh, look, women are burning their burqas and their hijabs in liberated areas of Iraq and Syria, in areas where they never had to wear them before. They got overrun and enslaved and raped. No coverage of that on CNN by that little CIA twit, Anderson Cooper, or any of these people. And Anderson Cooper is a perfect example. They'll go, Jones is crazy and says he's CIA. He's admittedly CIA. He was in the CIA. He's always been in it. What do you think CNN is? It's a bunch of leftist foundation people that have taken control of the CIA, basically. And all, they all want to be like tough guys, so they all like want their little CIA decoder ring or whatever. Most of them can't even literally, you know, tie their own shoelaces. They're such inbred blue bloods, and you've got all that happening. And they go, oh, he's not CIA. Like you're an idiot. You can't look it up. Or, oh, Jones is crazy. There's no coup plan. No, you just tried to steal the nomination from Trump. Then you tried to have faithless electors to steal the seating of him. Then you've been calling for his death, his murder, his overthrow, and then have people shopping at former deputy defense secretaries are in foreign affairs shopping it at the Pentagon of how to overthrow Trump. They're walking around in offices saying we should have a military overthrow, trying to legitimize it. I mean, that woman doing that should have been grabbed and tried immediately, or at that level been given, I mean, quite, I'm just telling you what happened in any other country. She gets cement shoes. Walking around at the Pentagon saying we need to overthrow Trump in a violent operation. I mean, these people are, they want violence. They're openly saying they want to arrest everybody, shut down the press. They want me dead. And then they're shocked when I'm up here saying, okay, well, we better have Trump get the public ready to arrest these people. It's only like 1,000 of them. Give them trials and then put them in prison. Or teach people a lesson. I mean, I'm the opposite of a fascist, ladies and gentlemen. These are the fascists. They have to be dealt with just like Nuremberg. We don't have to go there and have a whole war with these people in a hot civil war via their coups or attempted coups to learn this. We're right. We've been proven right. Everybody needs to understand it. We know what we're talking about, period. And the debate is over. You have this globalist weasel, Clapper, who is a literal Islamicist turd, who is a traitor against this country, so arrogant, he's running his mouth and is allied with the globalists to open the borders of Europe up, bring in 80% military-age men, 10 million, to just piss on everybody and announce your homes are ours, your women are ours, and we've got Merkel and Clapper and all these and other Muslim globalists, Obama and his snapping turtle wife, telling our kids what to eat in schools. I mean, we're in a giant cult here. And so we got Clapper on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, who, again, is an admitted Israeli intelligence operative. And I'm not against Israel, but he's a big leftist, known Mossad operative, formerly a section chief for Israeli intelligence. Yes, I'm telling you something that's quasi-classified, but it's known that he worked for Israeli intelligence. He didn't just work for the IDF's PR firm. Wolf Blitzer is a foreign agent up there with another Muslim agent. I'm going to throw up, man. All of them want to break America's back because they know they're foreign agents. And I've had it with the Chinese foreign agents and the Islamicist foreign agents and the EU foreign agents and the pedophile pope and their foreign agents. And I'm ranting. Let me just play Clapper in the interest of time. We got Owen Shorter here riding shotgun with us today. We have the pastor coming on, big national pastor, Mr. Brown, friends of Trump, led the prayer meeting a few weeks ago with Trump, who met with the top congressman, Republican, who said, yeah, no, they've got the plan. They're getting it ready to have a coup. In the next 30 days, they're planning to do it. And then notice Clapper's on CNN going, it's time to have a coup against Trump. I mean, you know, he's telling you it's time to have a coup. It's up on InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and play the 1 minute, 10 second clip of everything I told you coming out in the open. And they come out in the open to normalize it. You say, well, they want surprise. No, they don't. They need to carry it out and have everyone go along with it. That means blow up Marine One when he's flying in it. That means having, quote, terrorists attack Air Force One on the tarmac. That means just SWAT teaming him, you know, just firing rockets into the White House. I mean, quite frankly, Trump shouldn't even be in the White House right now. He should go to Fort Meade, or he should go to Cheyenne Mountain, or he should get an arm and point all this out and put, you know, tanks and helicopters around it and point out what they've done until they're all arrested. Shouldn't even come out of a bunker. I'm serious. They've got groups. That's why they keep selling this Russia thing, because they want to get groups in the government to believe he's really a Russian agent so they can get enough idiots ready to actually try this mission. I mean, can you imagine how dumb this mission's going to be? Because we're here exposing it from the very beginning. We're not just going to have them sell it to the American people and go try it, especially because I'm next in line downhill from this, okay? This is personal. And by the way, all of you that claim you want to fight the New World Order, this is it. But you all just expect it was going to take over and you'd have a shootout with some UN troops or something. That's not how this works. We started taking the government back. We're trying to save the country because we love our country. Not because we're heroes. Because we're not going to put up with a bunch of globalist turds like Madeleine Albright and Michael Moore ruling us. Let's skip this break. This is too important. Skip this one break. I don't think of the network hell about it, but you know what? If the network doesn't like it, I'm just going to have to move on because I just, you know, our stations, we're going to a new clock starting you know, in like a month, the Clocker Buddy wants. There's going to be less ads, but we're going to come in at 6 after, so I'm excited about all that. But right now, here it is. Here is Clapper. Hey, guess what, Radio Network? There won't be a show if they win and take over. See? See how that works? It's called life and death. I love GCN. They're great folks. I'm going to skip one break today, though. Let's go ahead and let's play the clip from L. Clapper.
But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because I, you know, in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in this special counsel?
Absolutely.
You both worked with him for a long time when he was head of the FBI.
Absolutely. That was an inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump, or is tempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, if he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, so he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
Well, first of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
That's Brennan. He's also up there with Clapper, who told you there's no spy on the American people. It's all conspiracy theory. Perjured himself in Congress. And they think these guys are the co-presidents along with Mueller. Like even CNN and others have said, here's really who leads the country. It's Brennan, it's Clapper, and it's Mueller. And they're worshiping Comey, this Clinton appointee, this Obama appointee, this incredibly corrupt minion who 99.8% of their donations from Mueller's law firm go to the Democrats and go to Hillary. And everyone they've appointed on Mueller's team, other than Mueller, is Democrat. And two of them were fired by Trump. That'd be like if I was in a divorce proceeding, or you were in a divorce proceeding, and you know, let's say your husband was a judge, and then he's the family court judge, and you've got, say, 5 kids, and you go in, and then he's not going to recuse himself when it comes up that he's supposed to be the person hearing the case. Your husband hears his own divorce case. That's right. And that's what this is. And they openly have Mueller's people out there shooting their mouth off in the news, and then using NSA data transcripts that they've had from the beginning of a few meetings when Russians are coming out of the woodwork, where the Trumps are meeting with Russians to try to get dirt on Hillary, who's known to have the Russians all in her business. So think about that. They think you're so incredibly stupid. And then they say, oh, we never spied. Remember back in a few months ago, there was a big controversy. Trump's a liar. Trump's crazy. No one ever spied on him. The NSA never spied on him or anybody. When they'd been in the news saying we have NSA transcripts proving all this, but wouldn't show them because they didn't really show what they said. Then they go, oh, no, we never did that. Now they're back again. Oh, we do have all the intercepts, and we were spying on them, but it's no big deal. Just like they have the Comey memo showing that Comey had done all this. Oh, excuse me, Freudian slip. They had the Comey memo where he illegally didn't give it to the attorney general at the time, Loretta Lynch, and then Jeff Sessions, where he held on to it, obviously for blackmail. It was a classified memo, obviously a conversation with the president in private. He said it wasn't classified and perjured himself to Congress. Then he tried to hold it over the president's head, but the president bluffed him and said, we may have recordings. So he changed the story over and over again. And then, meanwhile, we know he was the main leaker, and he admitted to being the leaker because he knew that Trump knew, because now that he was the president, he was able to have people go in and look at the NSA and see what they were up to and what they were doing. But because it's classified, he won't talk about it and defend himself. So that's how this whole wicked web that they've woven traverses this situation. And you have these arrogant, entitled, crazy people that are so arrogant that a newly elected president, about to be sworn in 2 days, you go on national TV and you say, you better watch your mouth. And then Schumer scrabbles onto CNN the day after the president's sworn in and says, the president better watch out. The intelligence community has 7 ways to Sunday to get even with you. But then they go, oh, we're not getting even. Intelligence agencies aren't doing anything. We just have all these intercepts. But just like Comey said, the memo had all this dirt. When he finally had to produce it to Congress in secret, it didn't have anything in it, and it was word for word what Trump had ever said. According to Congress, we don't know. It probably said that Trump, you know, was evil and tried to buy him off, but he'd already testified that that hadn't happened on February 3rd, so then he couldn't perjure himself. See, Trump's got him caught on so many fronts, and they realize that, and so here's the $64 trillion answer. They're desperate. They're losing. They've lost control of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. They've lost control of 30-plus state houses. They've lost control of close to 1,000 state reps. They've lost control of many of the mayors. Right now, the country, electorally, is about 70% Republican. That's why you look at a map, everything's blue, but a few red spots on the East and West Coast and a few areas in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Chicago. And all of those are the high crime areas. All of those are the globalist areas that are under their big city control. Very, very sad. And they understand that existentially there's an awakening and that they're losing control and they're not going to be able to teach your five-year-old, you know, how to be a tranny. And they're not going to be able to have the military wear red high heels. They're not going to be able to bring in 50 million Muslims that will be our bosses and be the CPS workers of the new police like they are in Germany. They understand their plan to kind of have their way with us, because that's the big goal, is to have this existential victory over everybody, this giant season of the cuck, this giant beta orgy. That's what communism and these authoritarian things are. It's people that don't want to build things or do things or create things or fight for things. They just get together in big swarms and then come in and try to pull everything down as some simulated victory. It's what's going on in Venezuela. It's what's happening in North Korea. It's what's happening in many, many areas of the world. But all over the planet, countries are coming out of these cycles and experiencing these hells. And because of travel and the internet, the general public knows that globalism is a fraud. They know that globalism doesn't produce. They know it's designed to get people into poverty, and they're rejecting it across the board. So when we come back, I'm going to play that boil down of other big TV hosts and analysts saying they want a coup. But see, oh, we don't need them anymore, do we, to say, oh, look, I'm right. We have Clapper, former head of all 17 agencies, and then you've got the former CIA director, Brennan, running his mouth saying we need Republicans and Democrats to come together bipartisanly and just agree we need to remove Trump. That's the talking point. But they think Congress is so dumb, and a lot of them are just lazy narcissists that got hired, that they're not even reading Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs, and Atlantic Monthly, which you really should read if you want to know, because the criminals can't help but brag. And they're in there going, we're going to have a whole new election run by Homeland Security, already under an executive order by Obama, and we're going to oversee and make sure that nothing ever happens again. Like what just happened in 2016, and we're going to have new elections and remove all these people because they all got elected illegally. They're not going to just sit there and let you go, oh, you're bipartisan, and we all agree to say, oh, Trump's an evil Nixon, and go along with it, and all have another, you know, phony consensus thing where we feel like we're part of the process, but we're really Trump idiot morons. Leadership is doing the right thing. When you see a wall telling you that you're wrong and a bunch of peer pressure telling you you're going to lose, I know we're going to win. We have the moral authority. We have history on our side. We have the facts. We have a strong president. We have history's tide on our side. But we've become so peer pressure driven and so delusional, America could snap back into that delusion and buy into the hype and say, well, I was for Trump, but you know, the Russia thing, and go along with it, especially if you see him get, you know, killed in the middle of the night, play along with that. If you do that, you deserve everything you get, because it's not going to give us any quarter then. They're going to come after everybody.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, there's no more speculation. It's all confirmed. We can see the whole thing. A group of arrogant criminals, Brennan, Clapper, the Clintons, Chuckie Schumer, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, a bunch of doddering, arrogant sycophants in power so long, they thought Hillary was going to win and had hundreds of thousands of Madam President Newsweeks printed up. They knew Trump was 15 points ahead in all the internal polls, some of them higher. But they tried to steal the election that night, but state officials in six states in the South were there watching them, Homeland Security, trying to break in live time and to activate the computer programs they'd already put into the software to steal the election. Election officials in five states blocked it. They were not able to block it in some areas of the West. Trump won. They panicked, signed an executive order to federalize all elections. all 50 attorney generals, including Democrats in, 19 states, sent letters saying, don't do this. This breaks the federalist system of 1798. But they don't care. They're going ahead with it. They lost. They can't stand it. And you've got this group of criminals openly saying they want a military coup, a sudden removal of the president. Just 2 days ago, it's big national news that a top evangelical pastor, that's Trump's friend, Mr. Brown, who's been in tyranny before, fled South Africa, as it collapsed, said he met with a senior congressman who said they're planning a violent coup soon, the armed removal of the president. Then he went and told 700 Club the details. The 700 Club taped it but wouldn't air it out of fear. Because, again, people are scared. You better be scared of not being all in. We will win 100% if people just aren't cowards. Everyone should be scared of being cowards. Everyone should be scared of not being vocal right now and calling C-SPAN and shooting your own videos. If you've never been on YouTube, call your neighbor that knows how to get online. I don't care if you're 80 years old or 15. Go shoot a video saying we don't want a coup against Trump. Imagine if our listeners, millions of them, all went and just shot videos saying, we don't want martial law. We don't want a coup. Don't kill our president. Or if you just shot videos saying, pray for our president, and then explain why. If there were millions of YouTube videos, it would change the world because it would flood YouTube, and many of the videos would get hundreds of thousands of views. Some would get millions of views. They would get hundreds of millions of views together. And just that type of mass action by you would derail everything they're doing. In fact, the new contest we announced for $20,000, we just paid out last week on the last one, it's almost a distraction, you know, the song and then making jokes out of it and exposing Hillary and the whole martial law plan and the Islamic invasion. You know, anything you want in the video, just remake the song, add new lyrics. I don't care. It's whatever's the best going to win. $10,000 for one place, $5,000 for the other two places. So there's three prizes. There's like a first big prize and there's two other sub prizes. We really should just not even have to pay for this. I just add money to make it exciting and to honor, you know, folks to take action. It just makes it more fun. But everybody should be calling their local talk radio. They should be calling C-SPAN. That's why we put together little videos that show all these major leaders admitting there's a plan for martial law, a plan to shut down the free press, a plan to kill Trump, a plan for a coup. That is sensational, and we just can't let them go around and normalize it and go, all reasonable Americans agree we've got to have a coup against the president, and if he refuses to go, it's going to have to be sudden, and it's not going to be pretty. You know, we're going to have to kill the president. That's what they're talking about. It's liberal. We told him to shut his mouth. We told you, the voter, to shut your GD mouth. That's basically what they're saying, no. Blasphemy intended. That's what they're saying. They are damned to hell, and they want to damn us to hell. You know, if somebody's trying to damn us to communist hell, it's not taking the Lord's name in vain when that's what they're doing. It's in vain to say GD just to say it because you stubbed your toe. When you're explaining that these people want to help us be damned to hell, that's what it is, a living hell under them. With senile, insane, narcissistic Fruit Loops like Nancy Pelosi running around thinking you can't have guns and you can't have prosperity because she's going to run your life because she's worth $1 billion and her husband's worth more. And when she got to Congress, the witch was worth nothing. She's never done anything in her life but suck off people and get biotech money and everything else. She's a witch. And she thinks she's better than you and your family, and she thinks she's won when she knows what planet she's on. You're like, well, yeah, they're so pathetic. Why is it such an uphill battle? Because the public's still asleep. They're a little bit awake. They like being avant-garde. They like the raciness of Trump. They like the fact that it's kind of bad, and, you know, we're going up against MSM and being politically incorrect. It's kind of cute. That's getting him elected was cute. This is the real war now, ladies and gentlemen, with people allied with radical hardcore Orthodox Islam, who funded Islam to murder hundreds of thousands of Christians, that's a conservative number, and make millions of others flee and murder over a million non-radical Muslims, that is, heretic Muslims, you know, that let their daughters go to school and drive cars and be doctors. They all got raped or killed. And then the invasion of Europe. These people hate us. They're allied with anything evil. It's their nature. And if you don't understand that they resonate towards trash, you think Michael Moore likes seeing strong, good-looking Americans with good-looking families that are successful and focused and have the light of goodness in their eyes? No. These people want to pull you down. Look at the Clintons. It's well-known in psychology. They surround themselves with weird pedophiles and weird, the ugliest physical people they can that don't bathe. Mousy tongue didn't bathe either. That's a thing about these people. They don't like to smell good. I mean, it's just their psychology. They're trash. And so what are they going to do that they've made fun of me saying there's a coup plan and a martial law plan? Now that they're out there selling it, like we're just going to have them play the game of while they're getting ready for it to just go, oh, it doesn't exist. You just said you're planning it, but you patted me on the head and said it didn't exist, so I'm going to shut up now. So let's go ahead and play a compilation of some of the people that picked up my talking points word for word that it's a clear and present danger. Now, over the Washington Post went, look, Hannity's quoting Jones exactly. You don't think Hannity just went on air and said all that stuff word for word what I said because he just thought that up or his people put that in the teleprompter. My analysis of this is dead on and has been adopted by the White House. And I'm wanting Media Matters to pick it up. What are you going to do? As your own people call for the exact coup I exposed, and then now the White House has done an analysis and confirmed exactly what I said, and so they've obviously met with patriots, and now the warning's being put out? What, that I saw the British coming and I yelled it, and now the British are marching up the road, and you're going to go, oh, look, he said they were coming, and they are. He's a kook. But again, they play those mind games where it isn't about the substance, it's about being laughed at, because the average alone trendy, as the Facebook documents this year that came out showed, headline, Facebook targets lonely liberals, trendies. But if you read the documents, it actually, the Australian newspaper, the Australian, didn't get it completely right. The document's about making you fake liberal, making you alone, having fake bots that keep you alone, and then you go out with the bots and attack libertarians, conservatives, and you feel like you're winning because it's 10-1 bots ridiculing conservatives to make us feel little. We know it's Tokyo Rose, again, broadcasting that we failed, we've lost. In fact, I want to do a promo video that shows Tokyo Rose, you know, the radio transmissions, saying, oh, G.I., your wife's going to die. You're going to die. You'll never see her. We're beating you. Yes, you know. Even as Japan was falling, they were still saying it. Just like Baghdad Bob, 2003. The Iraqi Ministry of Information had. The troops are entering Baghdad. They're like 2 miles away. Bombs are going off behind him. You can see mushroom clouds like 2 miles behind. He's actually ducking a few times. We have defeated the Americans. They have been driven into Kuwait. They are nowhere here. The pigs have never... Baghdad Bob. You know, they made comedy videos of him. That's what this is. That's what this is. But you know what? They've still got a bigger beachhead than Baghdad Bob did. That little island he was on. And so... to their audience, they are going to just laugh and go, oh, look, Jones said the chemicals are making the frogs have sexual problems. Doesn't matter if it's in thousands of publications, the Nature, Science, all of it, Smithsonian, Fish and Wildlife Service, doesn't matter. Just laugh at the people think, oh, look, we're back in junior high. The big cool kid, Stephen Colbert, pointed at me and laughed at me. They're arrested development. I feel sorry for them. They're the nerds. They always wanted to be in the in group. So college and all of it is about, oh, you're liberal now. You're a globalist now. You get here. You're anti-American. You're anti-Anglo-Saxon Protestant. You're anti-Christian. You're anti-white, even if you're white. This is your new culture. You're anti-West. You're anti-free market. You're for Che Guevara. Because they don't want you to have that birthright as an American, regardless of what color you are. They're stunting you. And people go, oh, I'm finally in the in crowd. Because they were never in the in crowd. And that's what it's all about. That's what Madison Avenue and that's what Wall Street, and that's what the PR firms, it's all about making you feel disempowered until you buy into their culture, and so you think you're in the chosen group. When you're in a failure chump group, in all the WikiLeaks, Hillary goes, I'm so sick of our people. They're such basement dwelling with their parent baristas. Those are quotes. Just like Facebook says, we've got them. They're alone. We found that we can isolate them completely with algorithms. They will give us all their money, and culturally will be under our full control. Same program in Europe, same program here, same program. And you see these desperate trendies, totally empty, 4 or 5 degrees, no future. And the bots are there isolating them, and the bots know the different substrata and who their friends are, and then we'll hit them with messages in the bots that will drive them away from friends they have on Facebook and Twitter that are real, who are more nationalistic or more alive, and who were just using Facebook as like an email system or a way to contact folks and knew it was a joke, but just had it as one more thing. This is all in there. And I've had, quote, friends and people who get in there with the bots attacking them, and then the few friends they've got are under the same bots because they're in the same kind of little re-education camp brainwashing center. This is what Facebook admits they are. And then they go, I just can't be involved with this Trump thing. You're a kook. You're nuts. I'm not happy. Everyone's against me online. All my friends are ridiculing me. And I look at them and I go, let's go look at these people. If you ever met these people, I go, look, this person just posted on hundreds of other profiles the same second. That's a bot. There are people managing this, but these are bots. Here's the news articles. And they go, no, no, no. And then they go and they join it and go, I'm no longer with Alex Jones. I don't. And they go, oh, we love you. And the bots all run in, all little fake avatar simulations. You're already in the matrix. You're already in the baby pool matrix. You're in there with a handful of real people who are totally insecure, who want to be given participation medals, participation trophies, and patted on the head. And in the cool group, they wait when the little nerd buses come in at the universities. This has been leaked. And they have psychological experts that go out and go, there's racism on campus, there's KKK, we've had crosses burned this week, swastikas painted, come into this dorm area. And they go, you're not safe at the college, you're here, and the college is like 60% minority. Nothing's ever really happened there. Everybody's being nice. Everybody's, you know, being trendy, whatever. And they go, we're going to put you through some debriefing who your friends are. We're going to get you organized with us to stand up against the racism and the systemic evil. And you're so brainwashed in the new gang you've been put into, the new boot camp you've been put into, torn down, built back up, that 6 months later you're taking over the park and saying, no whites allowed, and saying, this weekend, no whites on campus. And then the only whites allowed are ones that say, I'm evil, I'm bad, I admit it. Cult, 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 cult. You're in a cult, and they love it. You know what the InfoWars cult is? Rediscovering America, rediscovering freedom, rediscovering individualism, rediscovering prosperity, but realizing prosperity creates incredible decadence. And so that's the byproduct of it we've all got to deal with. So when we come back, I'm going to play Clapper one more time and then get Owen in here, who's riding a shotgun with me when I'm on remote. He's been doing a great job with David Knight the last few days. But just briefly, we're under attack. We're under, secondarily, we are the main target. Trump's number one, InfoWars number two, because they understand we're figureheads, we're focal points to demonize you. If they can make us fall or make the public buy into our destruction, then they can buy into your destruction. It's an archetype now, like a tarot card, a symbol in the card deck, okay? And so it's bigger than me or Trump or it's about you. We need your financial support now more than ever. And we also need you to wear InfoWars T-shirts and Trump T-shirts in public. Now, if you go to a leftist part of town, they may attack you. And so if you want an excuse to defend yourself, that's fine. I'm not recommending it. But InfoWars shirts in most areas will get lunch bought for you, or you'll meet like-minded people. But it's about community. It's about exercising it or losing it, just like we exercise the Second Amendment. We've got to exercise the First. So get all the different CNN or terrorist shirts, CNN's fake news shirts. InfoWars.com is real news on the back. Super Mill Vitality is, again, about to sell out. So that sale's over, just like X2 is over, just like Brainforce did sell out. That's over, but I'm told more is coming in a few weeks. Super Female is basically the same formula, but it has one herbs weaker and one herbs stronger. Okay? It works just as good in men. It's just more, has more of an aphrodisiac edge to it with a super female, just the way it's designed. It's amazing. It's high quality. People really love it. It is 57% off retail. And it's not because it hasn't been selling. It never sells as good as super male. It's just that I've never done something that's basically almost a loss leader. We make like $5 on it. I want to sell it at this price because I want women to experience it who've never done it. This is your time. But men, some men, including myself, like super female better than the super male system. Anthroplex is excellent as well. It's really strong, but it's powder form. It's not cold press, so it's less expensive. But at this price, it's the same price right now as super female. But Anthroplex is amazing. A lot of women like it as well. The point is, we market it towards men because that's the main market. It works both ways, but super female is just a different variety of super male, basically. Just like, I mean, men and women are just different varieties of the same biological creature. But it's 57% off. Silver Bullet Coil Silver, 66% off. Strawberry Caveman, new in stock, 25% off. Caveman Combo with a chocolate and a strawberry, 25% off. Super Silver Package, 50% off. That's the electric toothbrush, the colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, and the Silver Bullet toothpaste. Pro Pure Traveler, 30% off. Alexa Pure Breeze L Filter, 25% off. And so much more. Giant specials. Free shipping is about to end. Infowarsstore.com and fund this operation.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, Owen Scheuer is riding shotgun with us, and we need to celebrate the fact that we've been right about Obamacare doubling and tripling prices to screw you over. We should be celebrating the fact that Trump's been turning the economy around and killing globalist operations. That's why they keep saying he's a failure and has got nothing done, because it's the opposite. We should be celebrating the fact that we were absolutely on target about their plan to try to steal the election from Trump, then to try to steal the actual seating by the electors on January 6th of this year, and trying to stop his inauguration, and trying to block people getting into it, and saying nobody was there, despite the fact that they showed footage before the gates were open. On and on and on. We should just keep hammering them as the enemy and the fraud and the stinking trash they are. And it's happening more and more with CNN being booed. I want to play a clip of this and then go to Owen Schroyer, but this is CNN at an event being booed everywhere they go. They are anathema. They literally, in their own memos and their own behind-the-scenes videos, admit they're there to lie to you. They're there to absolutely take us to war with other Christian nations. They are trash. They chose to be parasites. They chose to be bad guys. So then they recruit more and more people like that, until it's just a cesspool. I was talking to a friend of mine about that. You know, the fact, take like the military. One unit will be really great, hardworking, smart people. And you'll have another unit that's a bunch of folks that can't even, you know, tie their shoelaces. And it's because the bad people all get together over here and then basically take it easy. And the good people end up congealing over there. The globalists are trash. They literally hate you if you're smart, if you're good looking, if you're successful, if you're a nice person. They're filth. They're bad people. They're mainly child molesters. And once you know that, and the deputy pope's getting busted, and all these others are getting and hastered and all the rest of it, you understand these are the type of people that don't just like to rape little kids. They like to strangle them to death. They like to scare them before they kill them. They like them to beg for money in the little cages. And all this is coming down. You could kill me and kill Trump. You're not stopping jack squat. And if all these people like Brennan and folks, just as they go over to Saudi Arabia and, you know, get down on their knees in front of the king, we're going to beat you. You're already beaten. And I don't just say that rhetorically or for rhetoric. It's true. You beat yourself. You're filth. I understand why you crave power, because you're garbage. Here's CNN being identified.
I'm here this evening to cut through the fake news filter and to speak straight to the American people. Fake news. Fake news.
Trump's going to do is identify the enemy. They're fake. They're the enemy. And they get a agenda done. Let me tell you the bad news. I'm coming back with Owen Schroyer. I watched a lot of Fox News when I've been on vacation, and all their major shows, except for Hannity and a few others, bash the president now and go, he hadn't got anything done. That's okay. He says fake news. And it's all real backhanded, sideways attacks. It's 90% negative now, from a real slimy, Eddie Haskell level way. We're going to come back and go over all this and play the martial law clip where the former head of the CIA calls for a military coup. Yeah, no, he's calling for, you know, the president to get shot in the head. That's what a coup is. Or, you know, thrown in prison. And then, of course, you know what comes after that. They're going to end the free press. They're going to bring in web censorship. And, oh, here's the next big story. While they do that, they're not going to really let me be quoted. They're going to block us on Facebook, Google, Twitter, more and more. While they have all these shows like Homeland, the new Comedy Central show, you name it, admittedly, the characters based on me doing horrible things in my name, saying they're Alex Jones. So they don't just gag me or try to. They then go out and misrepresent what I say and do. That's what little cowards do. But guess what? Only the little servile cowards still believe you. So be happy with your company. Listeners, we need your hopes, your prayers, your support. Spread the word, Infowars.com. But whatever you do, be heard, speak out now. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is